Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's pretty Jesse and Frank bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rob Grady's our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. Naked Marketing, the Bare Essential, third edition. That's just one of his books, and you can find all the others there at Robert Grady, G-R-E-D-E, robertgrady.com. Rob, thanks again for being here. We're talking about how to sell services. You're helping us do that. In the previous segment, we talked about making sure you sell to the decision maker. Rob, on that one, I want to touch on that one just a little bit. You have to get used to asking people who makes the decision for this kind of a purchase. You have to be able to ask that, or you may have a hard time finding out.
Exactly. And as we said a couple of minutes ago, that typically you want to look for the title. The title can often give a lot of insight as to the buyer, who the titles are of the people that buy conceptual products or services. So I was suggesting people that have upper-level management, the people who make the budget, not the people who are designed to spend within the budget.
And, of course, it depends on what you're selling. This is a service. And in the old days, more and more people down org chart had budget-making capability than today, but there's still a few of them out there. So get used to asking who's the decision maker. All right, let's move over to number three.
Well, number two is to make sure that they define the problem, and then step three then is a simple sell solutions. Always sell the solution to the problems that they have defined. And solutions come in three basic types. This is what you alluded to earlier. You have to allow them to use what your services provide to increase profit. For example, the first thing you can sell is the reduction of cost. By using my services, I'm going to save you money. Well, everything else being equal, if sales remain the same but expenses go down, the difference is profit.
Right.
The second thing you can sell, the second solution, is enhancing their market position. So it allows, for example, that's what I do in selling advertising and marketing services. I help my customers either sell more stuff or sell it for a higher price.
Mm-hmm.
So if expenses remain the same and sales go up, the difference is profit. So again, you're selling a solution that translates to profit. The third part of that, or the third solution you can sell, is called improved productivity. If I can increase your productivity, it gives you, Mr. Customer, the option of either reducing your costs or selling more stuff by being able to ship faster or whatever.
Or cut our whole payroll down.
Exactly. Whatever productivity allows you to do, you can cut expenses or you can increase sales, and both can translate into profit. So unless you can sell the service that you're selling, unless you can allow the customer to be able to translate that into profit, you're going to have a great deal of difficulty selling your services.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what you've got to connect is your intangible with something that they are, that they feel very strongly about. They're
very
attracted to.
There's got to be a return on their investment.
And that they can visualize. If they don't have to visualize exactly what you're selling them, as long as what you're selling them will help them accomplish what they can visualize.
Very good. Exactly. You've caught the gist of it very well.
All right, so what's next?
So step four is probably the most important part. That's building relationships. When you're selling solutions, you're basically selling trust. Otherwise, your service is nothing more than a paper and a promise. You're signing a contract that says, at some future time, you're going to pay me money now, so that at some future time you're going to enjoy these services that I'm going to provide. I don't care if it's a massage or if it's a seat on an airplane or it's a bed in a hotel room or it's consulting services. You're selling a piece of paper and a promise that you're going to be able to perform. So that means you have to have credibility going in. How you gain that credibility is, again, a conversation for another time, but you better have built credibility so that that customer knows that when he or she signs on the dotted line, you will be able to fulfill on the promise that you have given her.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm buying an airline ticket, I better feel confident that that airline is going to be able to, on a particular date,
right,
take me from Milwaukee down to Atlanta or wherever I'm flying, and I'll be able to put my butt in that seat, and I will arrive in a reasonably on time to what they have promised. That takes credibility. Same thing with my consulting services or your services or anybody who is selling services. That person, that customer, has to feel comfortable that you'll be able to fulfill upon that promise.
Your ability to deliver,
exactly,
is your gold standard. It is immutable. It cannot, you know, I talk about that with my people around here all the time. You know, we show up, and when we show up, we treat people the right way, and because that's all you have. Everything else is just stuff in a box.
Your image and reputation becomes very important. Now, there's two ways to fulfill on that service. You're solving the problem, of course, and allowing the customer to build profit from your solution.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that is the manner in which you deliver that service. I'm always a big proponent of meet or exceed expectation. So part of that is making sure your expectations are realistic. You can't oversell or you're going to disappoint. There's always that. And you won't get repeat business if you do that.
Hey, Rob, I got to wrap it up. Give us the website quickly one more time.
Robert Grady, G-R-E-D-E, robertgrady.com, or thegradycompanyallspelledout.com.
Thanks, Rob. Come back soon. Good job today.
Jim, good talking with you.
Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.